about to hear another reason why Kress is your All-American sports voice. From the opening whistle of the season to the state tournaments, stay with Kress for the best in sports in any season. And now, basketball action on Kress.
It's a 94th annual Monroe City Basketball Invitational, and tonight we've got three games for you on Superstation Crest. Cam Thomas alongside Ben Wittenstein, and we've got a lot of action for you. First, we will get to the consolation game of the women's side of the bracket between Mark Twain and North Shelby. Then after that, we will have the consolation game on the men's side between Louisiana and North Shelby. And to cap off your Friday evening, we'll have the third-place game of the women's side of the bracket between South Shelby and Palmyra. But first, coming up next, after this short break from our local sponsors, you'll hear from Mark Twain head coach Alex Bradenburg.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
MizzouMac offers you the best of both worlds. MizzouMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your MizzouMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MizzouMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
All right, we're here with Coach Alex Bradenburg, head coach of Mark Twain, ahead of the 2018 consolation game of the Monroe City Tournament. Coach, first game of the season, lost that one to South Shelby, but came back with a bounce-back victory over Louisiana.
Yeah, girls have been doing a good job fighting back. We played a pretty good South Shelby team that got really hot against us, and I was proud of the way we bounced back tonight. We're looking to hopefully play with some energy and do some work on defense.
Got North Shelby tonight. What do you know about them, about what they like to do offensively and defensively?
Not a lot. I know that they move the ball well. I know they're a very well-balanced team and unselfish, and that always makes it difficult to guard. So we're hoping to force them into some tough shots and hopefully capitalize.
Keys for your girls tonight to get the victory?
We got a rebound tonight. We got a rebound and play together, keep turnovers down, and I think we'll be all right.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Good luck.
Thanks a lot.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
Here with head coach Landon Daniel of North Shelby tonight before the consolation game of the Monroe City Tournament. Coach, lost the first game of the season, but then you come back with a big victory over Marion County, 1-point victory. How were you able to get that one done?
It was pretty ugly, to be honest with you, pretty ugly. But the girls stuck with it, knew what we had to do to finish the game, and that's probably their effort.
Tonight you got Mark Twain in the consolation game. What's the keys tonight for your girls to get the victory over Mark Twain?
We got to speed things up a little bit. We got a side disadvantage against Mark Twain. I got some bigger girls. We want to try to go as fast. We can kind of wear it out a little bit, pass some shots from the outside. Those looking forward to it. We should be ready to roll.
Talk about speeding the game up. Is the transition game important for you tonight?
Yeah, transition is always going to be important for us because we're not the best shooting team by any means, but we can hit a couple when we're open. So if we use that transition game to attack the paint and then kick out, that'll really help us. So.
All right, good luck tonight, Coach. We'll chat with you after the game.
All right, thanks, man.
Thank you.
With Adjust Reduced Pricing from John Deere, you can now get more for less with Seidenstricker by your side. Get a new deer for the new year for less with a John Deere 1023 tractor, just reduced to $8,599 and nothing down with 0% for 60 months. And for work or play, get a RSX 860M Gator Utility Vehicle for just $11,995. Visit any Seidenstricker location or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offer ends 1/31/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Monroe Manor in Paris offers you more choices in living at the level of your activity. We can also match the room that best fits you and your activity level. This is Sherry Embry, administrator at Monroe Manor. I invite you to come and take a tour and see for yourself the different choices we offer you in living here at Monroe Manor in Paris. Of course, we provide cleanliness beyond compare, excellent care, superior therapy in-house, and more privacy options in your room selection. Monroe Manor in Paris, your home away from home. Visit MonroeManorParis.com.
Go Panthers! The Monroe City R1 School District is proud of their Monroe City Panthers with hard work and long, hard hours of practice for the players. The team effort doesn't stop there. The parents and fans have been right there cheering the Panthers on. Team spirit is alive and thriving in the Monroe City School District. Students work hard, set goals, but take time to enjoy the extracurricular activities that you're involved in through your high school career. Monroe City R1 continues to cheer for student athletes in everything they strive to do. Go Panthers!
Are you wanting to buy or build a new home for your family? Or maybe you're wanting to remodel your existing home? Whatever your goal is, you can trust F&M Bank and Trust to help you. The loan officers at F&M Bank and Trust have vast experience in lending and would be glad to help your banking needs. F&M Bank and Trust, located in Monroe City in two locations in Hannibal. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
F&M Bank is the Tri-State's only locally owned bank, established in 1870 by the friends and family of Mark Twain. Please join us in saluting the men and women who served in our armed forces.
Welcome back to Monroe City for the 94th annual Monroe City Basketball Invitational. North Shelby and Mark Twain, Lady Tigers and Lady Raiders going head-to-head tonight for the consolation bracket of the 2018 Monroe City Tournament. Let's get you your starting list before we get to first tip-off here at Monroe City High School. First for the North Shelby Lady Raiders, at guard, the 5'5" sophomore. Number 2, Lily Cook. The 5'7" senior. Number 15, Brett Wright. The 5'7" junior. Number 23, Presley Stonebrunner. The 5'5" sophomore, number 24, Hannah Wall. And the 5'6" sophomore, number 25, Lelaine Treasure. The North Shelby Lady Raiders are head coached by Landon Daniel. He's assisted by Jamie Williams. Managers, Maddie Coyle and Haley Raw. For Mark Twain, it'll be the sophomore, number 3, Emma Ross. The 5'8 junior, number 10, Mackenzie Olgi. The 5'8 freshman, number 15, Autumn Arnott. The 5'3 sophomore, number 24, Elizabeth Trower. And the 5'11 senior, number 33, Paige Eddington. Mark Twain Lady Tigers are head coached by Alex Brandenburg. He's assisted by Ron Curtis. And the Lady Tigers will get the first tip, moving from right to left on your radio dial. It's poked away, top of the key, by the Lady Raiders. Coast to coast, they try to go, but they can't get it to go. It's poked out of bounds. It'll be Lady Raider basketball underneath. North Shelby in their all red uniforms tonight with gold lettering and gold piping. Mark Twain Lady Tigers in their all white uniforms with blue lettering and blue piping down the seams. No score yet here. The consolation game of the Monroe City Tournament this year, 2018. Knocked away out of bounds. So there's pressure on the interior on the Lane Treasure.
And Cam, something North Shelby needs to do throughout this game and something they've kind of struggled with throughout this tournament is getting their passes off quickly and finding the open player in some space.
Here's inbound right side of the key. Lady Raiders, top of the key. It's Treasure. Goes to the corner, flash in the middle from Treasure again. Inside the key, and it goes up and in for two. From Brett Wright's first bucket on the board. Lady Tigers going the other way. Jump shot from the left side. No good from Trower. Ball's on the ground. Lady Tigers get it back. Ogle tries to put it up for two, and it goes out of bounds underneath at the 6:55 mark of the first.
Yeah, Mark Twain had the shot that they looked like they wanted to get. They passed it to the open player. It was just a missed shot. But if they continue to get those open spots, those shots are going to start to fall throughout the rest of this game.
Lily Click manning the offense at the top of the key. Swings in the corner for Stonebrunner off the mark for three. Rebound pulled down by Arnott. She'll go the other way. Coast to coast, right side, off the glass and in for two.
And we heard Nora Shelby talk about they want to get in transition. And right now they can't be beaten at their own game. They're allowing these transition baskets. They have to make sure they get back on defense after a missed shot.
Close out on the corner. Jump shot from the middle of the key from Stonebrunner off the mark. And it goes off the hands of Cook before it traces out of bounds. Lady Tiger basketball. Tie ball game 2-2 here at the 6:15 mark of the first. Lady Tigers moving from right to left in your radio dial in their all-white uniforms. In the corner, it's Ogle. Cross-court pass to Trower for three. Doesn't hit rim. Lady Raiders pull down the rebound. They'll try to push the tempo the other way. Corner, it's Wall trying to drive baseline, and she's fouled underneath by Elizabeth Trower. That's her first, team's second of the quarter.
That was a great job by Wall, being aggressive and lowering her shoulder on the drive, initiating the contact, but also getting the foul call.
Cook has the inbound underneath, gives to the left side block to Treasure, now gives back to Cook for three, doesn't go. Lady Tigers pushing the tempo the other way. Here's Trower at the block, doesn't go. Ross tries to put the putback back up, doesn't go. Puts it back up again, rims out. And the Lady Raiders will come down with the possession.
Yeah, no one boxed out there. Everyone was just standing around waiting for the ball to fall in, and that's what kind of caused the messiness underneath the basket. No one boxing out trying to grab the board.
So 2-2 score. Lady Raiders trying to attack the interior. One dribble from Stonebrunner tries to put it up, and the basketball is kind of caught in between the jump basketball, and Lady Raiders will keep possession. 5:25 mark of the first quarter. Here's the inbound underneath for the Lady Raiders. Jump shot, left side wing, doesn't go from right. And Eddington pulls down the rebound. She'll bring the ball across the timeline for the Lady Tigers, and Mark Twain tries to get a pass in the interior to Ross, and it trickles off her fingers out of bounds.
Yeah, a little bit of sloppiness from both sides, and it's the first game of the day. Teams are just kind of getting settled here, not even 3 minutes into the first quarter, so you expect a little bit of that sloppiness, but the team that kind of gets that under control the quickest is probably going to have the best advantage, at least early on here, to get ahead.
Here's a foul top. The key is Lily Cook was manning the offense for North Shelby. One foul goes on Emma Ross. That's her first, team's third of the quarter. Here's a jumper right inside the three-point line from Lily Cook. One-handed rebound pulled down by Paige Eddington. She will get some pressure. She brings the ball across the timeline for Mark Twain. Jumper, right side block, rims out for Ogle. And Lady Raiders pull down the rebound. Here's Lily Cook coast to coast. She's got numbers off the glass, and it rolls on in for two.
And there's that transition that they were talking about. They want to get out and run. Lily Cook is extraordinarily good in transition because she knows exactly what she wants to do with the ball. She took it at the basket, no fear, expected the contact, and she got the basket.
Lady Tigers trying to get their offense set up, and ball goes out of bounds, out of reach of Elizabeth Trower, who was the intended target on the play. So Lady Raiders will take back possession, leading 4-2 at the 4:20 mark of the first. Here's right side wing, it's Wall, tapped out of bounds by what it seemed to be Mackenzie Ogle of Mark Twain underneath. No substitutions made for either team here in the early going. Here's the inbound, inside the key, rims out for Arnott. And it doesn't go. That's Brett Rice on the shot there. It doesn't go for Rice, but they will keep possession, will North Shelby.
And they've been running that quick shot to Rice pretty frequently on the inbound, and it's been working. She's been getting the open shot. They do it again.
Here's Stonebrunner, top of the key, doesn't go. But Lady Raiders keep possession. Here's Hannah Wall with a jumper from the right side wing. Rebound pulled down by Brett Rice. Lady Raiders keep possession yet again. Can they cash in this time? Here's a drive inside the lane. Right side block for Stonebrunner. Basket doesn't go, but she'll go to the charity strike for two.
And the thing that Stonebrunner is so good at doing is she's able to find herself open down low. She's creating that space for her teammates to pass the ball to her. And as Wright's attacks and she sees her, you see that chemistry between the two.
Here comes the first substitution of the evening for the Lady Tigers. And Stonebrunner hits the first free throw. It'll be Sydney Brothers, 5'10" sophomore, to check in for Paige Edward, rather, Autumn Arna. Here's a second free throw from Stonebrunner. Rims out. 5-2 your score at the 3:45 mark of the first now. Here are the Lady Tigers moving from right to left. Ball is stolen away by Lily Cook. Here she goes, pushing the tempo. Aaron passed, goes out the outstretched fingers. Presley Stonebrunner. Nice look, but just couldn't get the pass there in enough time.
Yeah, I could see what she was doing there. It just the pass was a little too out ahead of Stonebrunner.
So we'll get a timeout call on the floor at the 3:35 mark of the first quarter. 5-2, North Shelby leading Mark Twain. Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible tonight. Monroe City R1 School District will be building supply, Monroe City Manor Care Center, all of Monroe City, Heinz Body Shop, Harley Crop, your local shelter insurance agent, Heinz Performance Parts, Salt River Community Care, Shelby County R4 School District of Shelbina, and Clarence, Shelbina Villa Life Care, all of Shelbina. Both teams back on the floor, and Lady Tigers will take their possession from right to left. Here's Paige Eddington bringing the ball across the timeline for Mark Twain. She'll look in the corner for Mackenzie Ogle, who'll swing it back to the top of the key. Now back to Ogle. A little high-low action. Back to Ogle. Two-step inside the lane. Doesn't go. Ball's ripped away by Brett Rice. And they will go the other way. Will the red and gold. Here's Cook. Left side wing. Looking for Treasure. Treasure swinging all the way back to the top of the key to Wall. Wall looking right side corner for Wright. She's double-teamed. Now brings it back to the top of the key. North Shelby really controlling the pace here. Cook trying to find somebody on the interior. It's poked away, and she gets it back at the top of the key. Eddington trying to jump a passing lane, but Wall gets past her, puts up a 16-footer, doesn't go. Less than 3 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Score still stands at 5-2. North Shelby leading Mark Twain. Here's Eddington, right side key, good for two. Nice little jump shot from Paige Eddington, her first point of the night.
Good Mark Twain ball movement, too. They found her in the corner, and they've been playing pretty tight defense on the other side.
Here's Lily Cook for three. Rims out. Put back attempt, no good from Rice. Ball's on the basketball's on the floor, and it'll be a jump basketball underneath. Looks like the possession arrow will go in the favor of the Mark Twain Lady Tigers.
Yeah, North Shelby continues to try to find the open spot. And for whatever reason, Mark Twain has done a great job closing up the hole and preventing any good passes from coming in.
Nagy Von Thun checking in for North Shelby. 5-4, Lady Tigers trail by one. Less than 2 minutes remaining. Here's a corner three from Hannah Wall. Doesn't go. Back in the interior to Paige Eddington. That doesn't go either. Here, Lady Raiders, 1-on-2, and they pull it on back. Paige Von Thun makes the smart decision. Lily Cook trying to set up the offense, top of the key. Maneuvering inside the lane, right side block, and she's fouled. Nice little move to get past the top of the key and then to the right side of the block for what was an open lane for Lily Cook.
Yeah, she showed off her speed there. She curled inside pretty nicely, and as you said, she got past her defender pretty quickly. And that allowed her to get the foul because the defense had to adjust on the fly, and that initiated the contact.
Cook misses out on the first. Just a little too short. Checking back in for the Lady Tigers is Autumn Arna. She'll check in for Paige Eddington. One dribble and a shot at the line from Cook. Rims out the second. Arna will pull down the rebound. She'll push it across the court to Ogle, who almost gets it poked away. She wasn't paying attention. But Elizabeth Trower will settle the offense at the top of the key for the Lady Tigers. Now swing back right side, corner for Trower. She gets the basketball poked away. Lily Cook comes up with it. Here she goes. Pushes top side to Stonebrunner, who's off the mark with a left-handed layup. As we near the 1 minute mark of the first quarter, 5-4. Lady Raiders still leading Mark Twain. Gone for the basketball, right side block is Autumn Arnich. He was wide open but couldn't get a bucket to go. The basketball trickles out of bounds. It'll be an inbound underneath for Mark Twain. 57.3 seconds to go. Mackenzie Ogle to inbound right side block. Inbound almost goes out of bounds, but it's settled by Elizabeth Trower. She maneuvers to the top of the key and then feeds to Ogle. Less than 50 seconds to play. Emma Ross handling the basketball outside the three-point line left side. Swinging all the way right side to Ogle for three. Count it.
Good ball movement again. Mark Twain finding each other, and they're finding the open player pretty easily too.
First points of the night. It's a triple for Mackenzie Ogle. 7-5. Lady Tigers out to their first lead of the night. 20 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Swing all the way to Cook with 12 seconds to go. Now in the corner to Stonebrunner. She's sworn by two defensemen. Right side block, bucket off the mark from Von Thun. 2 seconds remaining. Lady Tigers trying to get it in the front court, and they can't get a shot off. And that will be the end of the first. 7-5. Mark Twain has taken the lead after the first quarter over the North Shelby Lady Raiders. We'll be back with more from the Monroe City Invitational after these short messages from your local sponsors.
Having an auto accident is a traumatic experience. Getting your vehicle back to pre-accident condition doesn't have to be. When you have JC Collision Repair in Monroe City, repair it. JC's maintains state-of-the-art equipment and has access to parts from any manufacturer. They can work directly with your insurance company and even arrange a rental car for you. You'll rest at ease knowing JC Collision Repair technicians are trained and certified and use Sikkens waterborne paint along with a written lifetime repair guarantee. JC Automotive Repair in Monroe City for all things automotive since 1960. View jcautoparts.com.
Meyer Implement Company, your Kubota dealer in Bowling Green and Monroe City, has the most powerful and dependable RTV utility vehicles on the market today. The new RTV XG 850 series Kubota has a large chassis with a 48 horsepower gas engine, CVT plus transmission, and speed sensitive electric power steering, and it offers you more room and larger cargo space. See the new Kubota RTV XG 850 series today at Meyer Implement Company in Bowling Green or Monroe City, where your business is appreciated. Low financing available with approved credit.
Seven to five. Mark Twain leading North Shelby, and out of the gate to the second quarter, count the three ball from the Lady Raiders. They get the first bucket of the second quarter to go. It was Brett Wright with the three. Leading 8-7 now are the Lady Raiders. Here the Lady Tigers moving from right to left on your radio dial. In the right side corner, it's Elizabeth Trower. She's being worked on by Lily Cook, and Cook pokes it away. Cook, 2-on-1. Feed to the right side block. Here's the bucket. It's good from Presley Stoneburner.
And again, that is North Shelby doing a great job in transition. They have their heads up when they're running down the court. Cook does a great job facilitating the offense in transition.
Aaron's shot off the mark for the Lady Tigers. Here's Stoneburner in the front court again, and she's fouled left side block by Mackenzie Ogle.
You know, Ogle, she trying to take the charge, but then twisted her body in the last second. And that's going to be called for blocking, but
looks
they
like
called her for a charge.
Looks like they will give her the charge.
Very surprised. She
didn't look like she had positioning.
Still.
Yeah,
yeah,
she didn't look like she had positioning at all. But nonetheless, it's a three-point lead for the Lady Tigers, or rather for the Lady Raiders. Here's Elizabeth Trower with a corner three. Doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by the Lady Raiders. Here's Hannah Wall pushing it from left to right. Wall. Outside, it's a three from right. It's off the mark.
That's a good shot from her. She was open. She was a couple of steps behind the three-point line, so you may want her to move in just a little bit. But that was the type of shot that she's shown she can hit before. So it wasn't necessarily the worst shot.
Here's Ogle. Top of the key for Miller. Feeds right side block. One dribble for Sydney Brothers. Feeds back outside for Ogle. Floater inside the lane. Doesn't go. And a foul's called on the interior.
I think that's an offensive foul, too.
Looks like they will throw that one on number 25, Zoe Miller.
That'll be their sixth.
Checking in for the Lady Raiders, Christian Cole. Less than 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter. First half, 10-7, Lady Raiders leading Lady Tigers. Willie Cook with the top of the key, feeds in the corner to Stoneburner. A couple of passes before it's poked away by Mackenzie Ogle on the interior. Mark Twain will take back possession, moving from right to left. Top of the key to Ogle. Hands off top of the key to Trower. Trower back to Ogle. Left side block, one dribble for Sydney Brothers. Feeds back outside for Ogle. 5:19 mark now in the corner to Trower. Trower looking right side block for Brothers. Can't get the bucket to go, but she'll go to the line for a couple.
Believe it or not, that is only the second team foul call today on North Shelby. They've done a pretty good job not being overly physical down low. They're creating the space to get the rebounds, but they're not pushing or shoving anyone away or hacking at a ball carrier or a shooter.
Got a chance to talk to Landon Daniel before this game, and he really talked about Lady Raiders needing to control the tempo and needing to take care of the basketball on their possessions. It seems like they've done that so far tonight. Second free throw from Brothers doesn't go. First missed as well. On the rebound, Mackenzie Ogle will get tacked for the foul as Christian Coel was coming down with the rebound.
Yeah, we'll have 1-1 now. 17 foul on Mark Twain. Great opportunity for North Shelby to extend their lead with the clock stopped.
Early in this second quarter, they're already in a 1-1 situation. 5:13 mark. Not a good sign for Alex Bradenburg and company. But the free throw is missed. Ogle will come down with the rebound. 3-point deficit for the Lady Tigers here at the 5-minute mark of the second. A couple of touch passes. One bounce inside the lane. Doesn't go from the bucket from Trower right side. Ball's on the ground. Jump basketball call. Possession will stay with the Lady Tigers.
And that was another one of those instances when you talked about talking with head coach Landon Daniels about the team. They said they were certainly undersized. Mark Twain is a bigger, taller team than they are, and they're going to have to try to sway the game back to them, and they need a box out is what they need to do. If the team's going to be taller than them, you need the box out, and they're not doing that right now.
Maybe the tide will turn for Landon Daniel and company. They get a turnover on that possession. Hannah Wall jumped in front of the inbound for the Lady Tigers, so foul was called after she got the basketball, so North Shelby will keep possession. Here's Lily Cook dishing off in the corner to Brett Rice. Rice looking for some options. Now feeds top to key for Cole. Back in the corner for Cook. Now all the way right side wing for Wall. Trying to find Cook, and she saves it before it goes out of bounds, but she's called for a travel. A little bit of a back-and-forth affair. The turnover game in the last couple of minutes here at Monroe City High School. 94th annual Monroe City Invitational consolation game of this 2018 bracket. Here's a three, top of the key, splash it. Paige Eddington ties this ball game up at 10.
Smooth stroke from downtown. She had space. And you normally see Mark Twain be a little bit more conservative with the way they play offense, but she just let it fly there.
Eddington leads all scorers tonight with 5. Travel called on the left side lane for Lily Cook. Just couldn't get that first foot stable before she gets called for the travel. So here come the Lady Tigers. Left side wing, it's Arna. Feeds back to the top of the key for Eddington. Eddington trying to let her post player get some interior presence. Now finally kicks to Ogle on the right side block. Looks like a foul will be called on the interior. It goes on number 11, Skylar Kirby. We'll get another substitution now for North Shelby. Paige Shin will check in, 5'4" junior. Here's the inbound, top of the key, Ross. Back to Ogle in the corner for three for Trower. Count it.
If Mark Twain can heat up from downtown, they're going to be able to pull ahead pretty quickly because North Shelby right now struggling to score recently.
And here's the pressure from the Lady Tigers forcing a turnover on the near side. And North Shelby will lose the basketball.
Right? Just dribbled that off her leg. She was pressured. She tried to turn the corner, mishandled the dribble, and it bounced off her leg out of bounds.
Lady Tigers trying to get their offense set up is Paige Eddington, top of the key. Corner to Ross. Back to the top of the key to Trower. Eddington driving left side lane, feeds right side lane for Arna, who gets the bucket to go.
And see, that was terrific ball movement again. Mark Twain really picking up the passing. They're more crisp. They're clearer passes. The team really knows what to do with the ball when they have it. And the passes are staying ahead of the defense, which is very important when you're playing, going against a zone, which North Shelby is in right now.
Here's a pass that got a little too far ahead of J.C. Trinhale and trickled out of bounds. Brett Ryan's trying to find her on the interior. We get a timeout called on the floor, 15-10. We need to switch back into the favor of Mark Twain over the Lady Raiders. But Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Monroe Manor, Wheeler Auction, Real Estate, Paris Senior Citizen Center, all of Paris, Joyce Embroidery of Clarence, O'Loughlin Incorporated with locations in Chobina, Macon, and Marceline, Meyer Implement Company of Monroe City, and Bowling Green, Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Marion County, North Shelby School District of Shelbyville, Home Bank of Palmyra, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender, JC Auto and Truck Parts, JC Collision Repair, JC Automotive Repair, JC Parts City, F&M Bank and Trust with locations in Monroe City and Hannibal, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Keithley Photography Studio of Macon, your school and sports photographer of North Central Missouri. 2:42 mark of this second quarter of the consolation game of the 94th Monroe City Basketball Invitational. Here are the Lady Tigers moving from right to left, three off the mark, top of the key from Elizabeth Trower. Mark Twain has taken back the lead here in the last couple of minutes after the Lady Raiders were holding on to a two-point lead at the end of the first quarter. And Lady Raiders will try to come back down five. Zilly Cook will go to the line to shoot two after the foul on the interior.
That's the person you want on the line if you're North Shelby. She's solid at the charity stripe. If you're going to try to work yourself back into this game, you have to hope you force fouls by Mark Twain. Since you're in the bonus, you're going to be getting a 1-1 every time.
Cook sinks the second. She's got 6 points on the night to assist to her credit. Good first half for the sophomore. Here's a bounce and a bucket from Paige Eddington. Good find on the right side block. Easy two for her.
Used her body to create space down low. Just pivoted inside. Blocked off her defender. Great job.
Bucket doesn't go. And underneath, it'll be a jump basketball. 12-footer was off. Off the mark in the corner from Hannah Wall. And rebound. The tussle between the two teams ended up being called a jump basketball. So Mark Twain will take back possession. Here's Elizabeth Trower trying to set up the offense for the Lady Tigers. Jumper is good from the left side. Autumn Arna with the elbow jumper.
Just a line drive. I don't even know how much air she got under that one. She just threw that at the rim and it slanted in.
The lane treasure gets a basketball stripped away by Paige Eddington. Here she goes coast to coast. Nice find inside the lane. Bucket doesn't go. Put back attempt from Arna does go. And she'll go to the line for now two. They'll say the basket doesn't count. Actually won't go to the line at all. They say the call is on the floor. There'll be an inbound underneath. Paige Eddington will inbound for the Lady Tigers.
Interesting. That definitely looked like that was on the shot. Not exactly sure what that official saw.
Paige Eddington with the putback attempt is fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot, but seemed to be a what could have been a momentum swinger on that last attempt.
Yeah, that was interesting. He went up to the scores table and made the hand motion to count the basket. I thought he made that exact motion, but
and
the foul was
off.
Called when the ball went through the hoop after the shot. So I'm not really sure how that was on the ground, but they're at the free throw line anyway, so it doesn't exactly matter a whole lot.
Eddington hits both free throws to extend the lead now to 9 for Mark Twain. North Shelby losing a little bit of their mojo in the last couple of minutes, and the size on the interior for the Lady Tigers of Mark Twain really showing dividends here in the late goings of the second quarter. Here's a basketball poked away. Nice find from Zoe Miller. She'll give to Autumn Arnott, who will try to set up this offense for the Lady Tigers. 1 minute remaining in the second quarter, 21-12 lead for Mark Twain over North Shelby. Here's top of the key. It's Trower. Feeds to Ogle, tries to drive right side lane, gets it poked away, but it's brought back by Trower. She gets it poked away. Now Ogle will settle. Tries for a three, doesn't go. Hannah Wall pulls down the rebound for the Lady Raiders. 40 seconds remaining. North Shelby with the basketball, feeding left side to Wall. Wall will feed back top to keeper Cook. Now Wall for a three. Bang! Count it for Hannah Wall. Cuts this lead down to 6 for the Lady Raiders.
They needed that real bad. North Shelby about to go down double digits, but able to ring it back in. Now only down 6.
21-15. Here's a strip steal from North Shelby. They'll have time for one more basket. Lily Cook driving right side block. Here's a floater. Doesn't go. Mackenzie Ogle pulls down the rebound. 3 seconds remaining. Gives to Trower in the front court. Layup. Doesn't go, but a foul's called underneath right before the buzzer hits 0.
Wow, she got lucky there. I thought the defender went straight up, but she lowered her shoulder. She was looking for the contact, and officials rewarded her with a couple free throws.
Trower sinks the first. That's her first points of the night. Second's golden. 23-15. Lead at half is 8 for Mark Twain over North Shelby. We'll be back with more. The consolation game on the girls' side of the 94th Monroe City Basketball Invitational.
This is probably the most important radio ad you will ever hear. This is Andy Bush with Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City. When you use our app to do your banking, all your bank information stays secure. Your banking is done on the app, not on the phone or tablet. And when you close the app, all your information remains on our computer, not on your phone or tablet. And that's important because no one can pick up your phone and access your bank accounts. It all happens here at Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
We asked Gina Fox, a resident at Salt River Community Care in Shelbina, if she would recommend Salt River Community Care.
Would I recommend Salt River Nursing Care to someone else? I certainly would. This is my third time to be at Salt River, and I've been happy all times, and I'm happy to be here now. So, yes, I would recommend it.
Another reason, residents live life to the fullest at Salt River Community Care in Shelbina. View saltrivercommunitycare.com.
That's the secret phone.
The what?
Remember? I told you my dad's a shelter agent. When that phone rings, he rushes out to save the day. Whether someone's home or car gets damaged, my dad is always there to help. He has the coolest job ever.
Well, my dad's an astronaut.
That's cool too, I guess.
Find your insurance superhero at shelterinsurance.com.
Ask Harley Croft about Shelter's auto, home, and life option.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're back with you here at Monroe City High School for the consolation side of the women's tournament. 23-15, Mark Twain Lady Tigers lead over the Lady Raiders. Let's go through some of your halftime stats before we get to the second half of action. For the Mark Twain Lady Tigers, leading scorer on the half was Paige Eddington. She had 9 points and two boards in the first half of action. Ridley coming on in the second quarter, 5 of her 9 points coming in the second quarter. Autumn Arnott with 4 points, a couple of boards for her as well. Mackenzie Ogle with 3 points for the Mark Twain Lady Tigers. That is the bulk of their scoring in the first half. For North Shelby, Lily Cook leads all scorers with 6 points, 2 assists for the point guard, Brett Wrights, with 5 points and a couple of rebounds. Presley Stonebrunner with 4 points and Hannah Wall with a 3 towards the end of the half. Only 15 points in the first half for the Lady Raiders, and Landon Daniel really talked about the transition game being important for them in this contest against the Lady Tigers, who have the size advantage, and they really took advantage of the interior in the second quarter, especially to the latter half of that second quarter. You could really see that size playing a difference between Mark Twain and North Shelby. So 23-15 score at the half. Let's let you know about some of these fine businesses that have made this broadcast possible tonight. Keithley Photography Studio of Macon, your school and sports photographer from North Central Missouri, Northeast Missouri Coop of Edina and Shelbyville. Exchange Bank of Missouri with locations in Fayette, New Franklin, Fulton, Slater, and Marshall. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Regional Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keysiesville, Glasgow, and Paris. Stein Strickers, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Capital Paving and Construction, check them out online at capitalmo.gov. 23-15, halftime score between Mark Twain and North Shelby in the consolation game of the 94th annual Monroe City Tournament. Stay tuned for the halftime report here on Superstation Crest and Central, moinfo.com. We'll be back with more after this short break from your local sponsors.
The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the North Shelby School District are proud of their students and the dedication they demonstrate in everything they do. North Shelby students know the sky is the limit when they set high goals. The North Shelby School District is proud of their Raiders and wishes them all the best with their future endeavors. This message from the Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the North Shelby School District.
We asked Jim DeLashman if he felt that Monroe City Manor Care Center in Monroe City was a great place to live.
I recommend to all my friends and the people that don't know that if I happen to meet them, I'll tell them about Monroe City, how nice it is and how clean it is. And everybody, you know, real friendly. I like that. In my opinion, I think Monroe City is right among the top manor. Raise above the best.
See for yourself how Monroe City Manor Care Center in Monroe City provides such quality care with love to share. Visit MonroeCityManor.com.
Let's all sing and sound our cheer, for this glorious holiday comes just once a year. Everyone at Regional Missouri Bank in Marceline, downtown Marceline, Salisbury, Keatsville, Glasgow, and Paris has a Christmas wish that we all enjoy the happiest of holiday seasons. They appreciate having you as a friend and customer, and they look forward to serving you in the new year. A sincere Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Regional Missouri Bank, your local community bank, member FDIC.
At any age, nutrition is important, especially after retirement. At the Paris Senior Center in Paris, we serve up delicious, nutritious noon meals every weekday. This is Tara. Whether 20 or 90, you have one thing in common. You want to enjoy a delicious meal and enjoy the company of others. Different ages have different life experiences and stories to tell. One thing we can agree on, a cup of coffee, a good story, and good food bring friends closer and communities together. It happens at the Paris Senior Center every day. The Paris Senior Center, where life at any age is celebrated with a meal.
Welcome back to Monroe City High School. It is halftime of the consolation game of the 94th annual Monroe City Tournament between North Shelby and Mark Twain. The Mark Twain Lady Tigers lead 23-15 at the half. Mark Twain got off to a two-point lead after the first quarter. They led 7-5 and were able to extend their lead to 8 in the second quarter. Lady Tigers really used their interior offense. It was led by Paige Eddington on the interior with those 9 points and 2 boards in the first half. And the North Shelby Lady Raiders just trying to find some things to go offensively. Outside game has been working here lately for Mark Twain, and North Shelby hasn't had much of an answer for it. So just a couple of minutes before the first half, or before the second half gets started, and we will go through a little bit of the update of the tournament bracket first for the boys' side and then the girls.
Yes, and I'm sure you mentioned, Cam, we obviously have two more games coming up today. We'll have the boys' consolation game, and we'll have the girls' third-place game. That third-place game, Cam will be on the call for that one, South Shelby and Palmyra. That'll come up at about 8 o'clock, this game running pretty much on time, so it looks like we'll get those other two on time as well. Tomorrow is the championship Saturday for the Monroe City Tournament. We'll have Monroe City and Paris in the girls' side of the bracket. That'll be 6:30, and then Monroe City and Palmyra on the boys' side of the bracket. That'll start at 8 o'clock. That Monroe City-Palmyra game is going to be a lot of fun. We'll have all of those games. Eric Duick and Scott Luntzey will have the call as well on Saturday, also the boys' third-place game starting at 5 o'clock. That'll be the first game of the day between South Shelby and Mark Twain. So that's what's coming up tonight and tomorrow. We'll take one more quick break, and we'll get back to the second half, 23-13, Mark Twain's lead over North Shelby. And we'll be back in 60 seconds coming up on Crest or online at centralmoinfo.com.
When your vehicle needs collision repair or repairs due to normal wear and tear, bring it to the specialist in automotive repair, the TechNet specialist at Hines Body Shop in Shelbana. Hello, I'm Steve Hines. You'll receive the latest in automotive technology in our certified collision repair and our quality automotive service. Whether it's wheel alignment, suspension, light mechanical, or collision repair, Hines Body Shop specialists fix it right the first time. Count on TechNet and Hines Body Shop in Shelbana. Our work speaks for itself and has since 1957.
O'Laughlin Incorporated, with facilities in Macon, Marceline, Shelbina, and LaBelle, is a family-owned and operated business since 1950. O'Laughlin Incorporated handles rock, sand, and ready-mix concrete. They also offer bulk hauling and dump trucks or van trailers, plus provide paving supplies and bulk pneumatics. But their services don't stop there. O'Laughlin Incorporated also provides lime hauling and VRT spreading services. For more information, call an O'Laughlin location near you in Macon, Marceline, Shelbina, and LaBelle.
It's a 94th Monroe City Basketball Invitational on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. Second half, ready to go. North Shelby trailing Mark Twain 23-15 at the half. But North Shelby strikes first in this first quarter, or second, third quarter, rather, of
second
the
half.
Second half to cut the lead to 6, 23-17. Here, Lady Tigers passing the basketball around. Runner inside the lane, almost goes, but rims out for Paige Eddington. She led all scorers with 9 in the first half. Here, Lady Raiders moving from right to left. Hannah Wall gets it poked away, top of the key. Zoe Miller trying to go coast to coast, and the ball goes out of bounds. She lost her footing and rolled onto the ground. So did the basketball, out of bounds.
Yeah, she kind of did that thing where a lot of people do when they get the steal and they're out ahead. There's no one ahead of them, or there's no one ahead of them. They don't really realize who's behind them to poke the ball away. Fortunately for her, two South Shelby players or North Shelby players were there to poke it away.
So here's a quick jumper. Left side baseline, good from Presley Stoneburner. She's got 6 on the day. First bucket of the second half. Cuts the lead to 4 for Mark Twain.
And this is what North Shelby needed to do. Come out and fire a couple quick baskets.
First bucket doesn't go. Second chance attempt does for Autumn Arnett. Lead back out to 6, 25-19 for Mark Twain. Top of the key, Lily Cook. Swinging it all the way left corner. 3 for Stoneburner. Doesn't go. Zoe Miller pulls down the rebound for Mark Twain. And here's Eddington setting up the offense. 6:20 mark of the third. Right side block, it's Miller. She gets it stolen away by Hannah Wall. Here's North Shelby. Lily Cook thought about a pull-up, right side lane, now doesn't. Feeds all the way back top side for Wall. Wall slings in the corner to Wrights. Wrights back in the corner to Cook. Pull-up jumpers blocked from Eddington at the right elbow.
And there's the size difference you see from Mark Twain. They're able to get their hands up, extend themselves.
Here's a three for McKenzie Ogle. Doesn't go. Eddington grabs a rebound for Mark Twain. Second chance opportunity for the Lady Tigers. Can they take advantage? It's poked away by Wall. She's got room. Changes direction to the right side block, and she's fouled by Eddington. Not so sure that one wouldn't have been blocked if she would have went on the left side.
Yeah, she switched directions in the paint, and I mean, I'm guessing that's just because that's her stronger side over to the right side. So that's understandable, but also she did it to make sure she got the defender backpedaling as much as she could. So all in all, it was a smart move and gets her to the free throw line.
She can't capitalize on the first free throw. Rims out. Get a substitution or two for the Lady Tigers. Sydney Brothers will check in for Paige Eddington. And Autumn Arnott will check back in as well. Here's a second attempt from Wall. Rims out. So she can't convert on either free throw attempt. Lady Tigers up by six. Trower calling out the offense. Here's a jumper in front of the three-point line for Ogle. Doesn't go. Rims out. Lily Cook pulls down the rebound. She tries to push the other way for the Lady Tigers. Lady Raiders, rather. Three-point attempt doesn't go from the Lane Treasure. Ball trickles out of bounds off the hand of a Lady Tiger. And the Lady Raiders will keep possession. Inbound coming from the right side block from Presley Stoneburner. She inbounds it to Cook. Cook gives back to Stoneburner for three. Too short. Rims out. Here come the Lady Tigers. Autumn Arnott pushing it the other way, and she's fouled right as she gets across the half-court line.
Oh, that looked pretty clean to me. She did a great job timing that up pretty well, waiting for the ball to be mid-dribble and poking her hand inside. And I think what the official probably saw was she did hit her a little bit with the body. And unfortunately for her, that's usually going to be called most of the time. If you do make even a little bit of contact when trying to steal that ball, you'll be called for that.
Less than 5 minutes ago. Basketball's poked away at the right side block. Away from Autumn Arnott. Here's Cook going the other way for the Raiders. A three. Rims out. Lady Tigers get the rebound, but it's poked away and a bucket scored from Brett Wrights.
Great hustle. Terrific hustle. She didn't give up on the play. Even though Mark Twain had the ball, she saw an opportunity to stick her hand inside, poke it away. And she was rewarded with the basket.
She's got 6 points on the day. She cuts this down to a four-point lead and a two-possession game for her Lady Raiders. Been a pretty back-and-forth affair in this one. Lady Tigers have controlled the tempo and the pace probably a little bit more than North Shelby has in this game, but North Shelby has shown fight.
They have, and I think the thing is talking to their head coach, this is a team that knows they need to put that extra effort in because they simply just don't have the height to compete with some of these teams. It really needs to come from their speed and hustle and extra plays, and that's showing right there with sticking with the ball, making sure you're not giving up even after a missed shot, you'll get rewarded.
So here's Emma Ross checking back in for the Lady Tigers. She gets the feedback from Brothers and puts it off the glass for two, extends the lead back out to six. Nice little give and go from Ross and Brothers. In the corner, double team is Brett Wrights. And the basketball goes out of bounds. Lady Tigers take back possession. Mark Twain is able to add some pressure on the defensive end. They continue to knock down shots. It's going to be a tough night for the Lady Raiders. Here's Trower. Feeds inside. Gives back to Ross, who gets the bucket to go. Almost identical to the last time she got the two to go.
More great ball movement on the Mark Twain side. I've been very impressed with the way they've been moving the ball.
29-21. Ross. gets it back. Thought about a pull-up. Now feeds to Treasure. Top of the key is Wall, pulling up for two. Doesn't go. Miller pulls down the rebound. And here are the Lady Tigers moving from left to right. Here's Brothers. Back outside to Trower. Top of the key to Miller. Swinging all the way left side for Ogle. Ogle. Aaron pass. Goes over the timeline. Here's Wall with two. Get it to go. Hannah Wall gets the steal and gets the bucket.
Defense leading the offense right there, Cam. That's exactly how you want to draw it up. You want to force those bad passes to grab the turnover easy basket.
Here's a little soft press from the Lady Raiders, but it's evaded. Sydney Brothers gets the bucket to go. Count the feed and assist from Emma Ross. Talk about the passing of the Lady Tigers. They love to share the basketball, and they're showing it here tonight. Here's a corner three from Wrights. Doesn't go. Grabs her own rebound. Puts up a two. That doesn't go. It's blocked from behind by Brothers. Basketball's on the ground, and Zoe Miller finally comes up with it. It's topside to Trower, who almost loses the basketball. But here's a corner three from her. Count the buckets.
Yeah, miscommunication on defense left her wide open in the corner. And she now handed it to her. She stepped up, made the shot. You're not going to be much more open than that.
Largest lead of the night at 9 for the Lady Tigers. I'm sorry, rather 11 now the lead has gone out to. The foul is called underneath. Have a couple of substitutions for both teams. Autumn Arna coming back in for the Lady Tigers. Here's a corner three, no good from J.C. Trenhale. She just checked into the game for the Lady Tigers. Less than a minute and 40 seconds remaining in this third quarter. Three right side wing doesn't go for Zoe Miller. She saves the basketball before they get it over and back after the rebound. Here's Trower, a three. Rims out. Lady Tigers keep the possession. Here's a runner inside the lane. Counted for Mackenzie Ogle.
That was a good take by her. She had the space. She saw a lane and she took it. Kept it steady with some hands in her face as well.
13-point lead for the Lady Tigers. Could this last two-minute stretch been the turning point of this game? Three doesn't go, top of the key for the Lady Raiders. Try to keep possession, and it looks like they will underneath.
That was a long three by Wrights. Steph Curry range.
Here's another corner three for Raw, for Cook. Doesn't go. Fight for the rebound, and it's poked away underneath from Artem Arnott for the Lady Tigers, so North Shelby will keep possession. 47 seconds remaining in the third. 13-point lead. Here's a give inside. Banks it in. Brett Wrights.
Quick release there by Wrights. She knew she had to do it because she was going to have a hand in her face a second later.
Wrights has eight. Here's one dribble inside the lane. Feed right side block for Ogle. Doesn't go. Trower's on the floor for the rebound. She turns and looks like she'll be called for travel. Had the basketball on her right hip, and once she rolled over to the back and it rolled over to the left side, officials called a travel.
It's been a relatively clean third quarter from both teams. Only three combined team fouls. And they've done a good job, mostly because it's been more of a shooting quarter than it has been playing down low.
Or Shelby trying to share the basketball. Extra pass underneath is tipped with 10.2 seconds remaining. Lady Raiders trying to cut this lead as much as they can before the end of the third. Here's the inbound to Stoneburner for three. Yes! Splashed it home in front of a defender, then Presley Stoneburner. Here's 2 seconds remaining. A heave doesn't go for Mackenzie Ogle, and that's how the third quarter will end. As much as a 13-point lead for the Lady Tigers in that third quarter, Lady Raiders go on a 6-0 run to cut it down to 8, 36-28. Consolation game of the 94th annual Monroe City Basketball Invitation. We'll be back with more here on Superstation Crest, centralmoinfo.com.
Whatever you need printed, whether it's on a shirt, jacket, or hat, the name to remember is Joyce's Embroidery in Clarence. From special design shirts to personal bling to letter jackets to promotional items for your school, business, or nonprofit organization, if you need it, Joyce's Embroidery in Clarence can print it. And there's no setup fee or hidden charges for special design shirts from 1 to 1,000. See more at joycesembroidery.com. Joyce's is even your UPS drop-off spot.
This is Joyce. Just remember, anything is possible at Joyce's Embroidery in downtown Clarence. Just ask.
Shelbina Villa Life Care has an average response time of 9 seconds to any call light pressed by a resident. We asked Jewel Hicks, a resident of Shelbina Villa, how important the 9-second average response was to her.
I feel secure. I feel very secure here because they do get here quick. And I feel like we're at home. They do excellent work.
Shelbina Villa Life Care in Shelbina, the next best thing to home. View ShelbinaVilla.com.
We're back with you here on Superstation Crest, CentralMoInfo.com. 94th annual Monroe City Basketball Invitational. 36-28 lead for Lady Tigers over the Lady Raiders of North Shelby. Consolation game of this ladies' bracket. And on the first possession, North Shelby will lose the basketball. Lady Tigers will take back possession underneath. It's been the Lady Tigers getting out to leads and trying to sustain them, but every time they do, Lady Raiders find a way to claw back. They've got back within 8 now here at the end of the quarter. 36-28. Foul on the interior. Mackenzie Ogle was trying to go up for 2 at the right side block. She got a hit by Brett Reitz underneath.
Both of these teams continue to go down low. We may see some more fouls, but it seemed like they were both pretty content shooting shots, either from three-pointer or long twos back in that third quarter, and it really did kind of seem to be working for both of the teams.
First free throw from Ogle goes. 37-28. Here comes a second from the junior. Rattles it home. She's got 7 points on the night. Back out to a double-digit lead for the Lady Tigers over the Lady Raiders. North Shelby trying to come back with an answer. Here's a three in the corner. Stoneburner doesn't go. Treasure pulls down the rebound. Feeds to Wall for two. That one doesn't go. Lady Tigers snatch the rebound. Here's Trower. Tries to feed to the left side block to Ogle, and it's poked away. Stoneburner trying to push it the other way, and it's poked out of bounds by the Lady Tigers. Keeping possession will be North Shelby. North Shelby moving from right to left on your radio dial. Here's the inbound to Cook. Feeds left side, three-point line for Wall. Wall looking for an option. Cross-court pass to Cook, who finds Wrights on the right side block. Doesn't go. And the Lady Tigers will pull down the rebound. They've got numbers. 3-on-2. Corner three for Ogle. Yes!
That was a smooth shot, Cam. That was an extraordinarily smooth shot. Mark Twain, even in transition, trying to get those three-point shots. I think that shows the confidence they have in their shooting right now, even going after the long ball in transition.
That's Ogle's second three of the night. She's got 10. Block on the interior, but North Shelby able to keep possession. Travel call after missed shot attempt on Lily Cook. And North Shelby will come back out in their soft 2-2-1 press. Lady Tigers evade towards the middle. Extra pass, right side block for Arnott. Doesn't go. Tries to go back up for two, and she falls to the floor, but Cook's on the move the other way. She can't get the bucket to go. Ball's on the floor, and a timeout's called on the floor. Mackenzie Ogle pulls the basketball away. It's 41-28. Lady Tigers leading over the Lady Raiders at the 5:53 mark of the fourth. We'll take a short break here on Superstation Crest. centralmoinfo.com, and be back with more from the Monroe City Basketball Invitational.
The Board of Education Administration, faculty, and staff of the Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of their students and the dedication they demonstrate in everything they do. Cardinals, everyone in the South Shelby District wants you to know that they are with you every step of the way. The hard work and determination you exhibit during practice and in the classroom will show in all that you do. The Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of the Cardinals and wish them all the best.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes, book a hotel room, and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my Shelter Insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
Ask Carly Kropf about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Monroe City. Welcome back to Monroe City High School. 5:40 mark of the fourth. 41-28. Mark Twain Lady Tigers leading over the Lady Raiders in the consolation game of the 94th annual Monroe City Basketball Invitational. It'll be an inbound underneath for the Lady Tigers after the timeout. Inbound goes top of the key to Trower. Trower swings in the corner to Eddington. Eddington back top of the key for Trower for three. Yes! Gets the bucket to go. Extends this lead for the Lady Tigers. Back out to 15. And count that one actually as a two for Trower. So she's got 7 points in the night. Ball's poked away. Emma Ross feeding to Ogle inside the lane. Two-step. Gets it off the glass for two.
Yeah, Mark Twain really feeling it right now. They like to play fast, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're really in the comfort zone at the moment.
12-point night so far for Ogle. Here's Lily Cook on the other end for North Shelby, trying to put two up right side block. Doesn't get the bucket, but goes to the line for two. She'll need to start to get going and help lead this team. Down 17 at the moment. Could help them at the free throw line here. Misses the first. Checking back in for North Shelby will be Paige Shin, 5'4", junior guard. Here comes the second. Rims out. North Shelby not finding a lot of luck here in this fourth quarter. Lady Tigers trying to keep it that way, up 17, less than 5 minutes remaining in this ballgame. Lady Tigers look to just be playing a little keep away, but it's poked away. Ball's abated on Lily Cook. Now feeds top of the court to Paige Shin, and the ball's poked out of bounds. North Shelby will keep possession. Seems like North Shelby's forcing some turnovers, but once they get into the front court, it's just tough for them to finish, and at length, it's coming back to bite him for the Lady Tigers.
Yeah, I mean, that's really been the key in this game, is just Mark Twain has done a phenomenal job using their length to their advantage. They're getting shots up without really struggling with the defense's hand in their face simply because they have that height, and they're getting the rebounds that they need to push the ball out in transition.
Here's the inbound to Wright. Quickly puts it up and gets the two to go. Brett Wright's now with 10 points on the night. Lady Tigers up 15 after the bucket from North Shelby. Here's Trower, corner three again. Rims out, back iron. Stoneburner pulls down the rebound. She's off to the races the other way. Open in the corner for three. Doesn't take it. Now she's swarmed by Eddington. Ball's on the floor. And the Lady Tigers will get possession. The Lane Treasure had the basketball, had it poked away by Eddington, but was touched last by Treasure. Here's Ogle turning and firing. Doesn't go. doesn't hit rim, and the Lady Raiders will go the other way. Aaron pass is poked away. It's kept in bounds by Ogle, but Wrights will bring it back for North Shelby. 3:30 remaining in this fourth. Here's Wrights driving right side lane, trying to kick in the corner. Basketball traces out of bounds.
Yeah, that Mark Twain defense, great job. They're reading the eyes of North Shelby's players, trying to preempt the pass. And that was why almost Ogle got that steal right there.
Here's a feed, backdoor feed. Count the bucket for Zoe Miller. Nice find from Autumn Arna. 47-30. This lead has gotten out to for Mark Twain over North Shelby. The Lady Raiders able to get a bucket from Brett Wrights. She's good for two. Lead cut back down to 15 with less than 3 minutes to play. Here's Trower driving on the other way from left to right for the Lady Tigers. She's fouled. So it'll be an inbound underneath for Mark Twain. Paige Eddington will inbound in front of their bench. Inbound goes to Ross. Back to Eddington, who can't get the two to go, but was slicing inside the lane. Her teammate found her, and she gets to go to the charity strike once again tonight.
Not simply because of her effort she put there.
Foul goes on the lane treasure, number 25. Here's Eddington at the line. Can't finish the first. Some substitutions. J.C. Trenhill checking back in for North Shelby. And Sydney Brothers will check in for the Mark Twain Lady Tigers. Here's Eddington at the free throw line. Free throw doesn't go. Brett Wrights picks up the rebound. North Shelby. Lily Cook, top of the key. Feet far side to Trenham. Now to Wrights for three. Doesn't go. Cook tries to save the basketball, but it goes out of bounds. 2:26 mark of this fourth quarter. Lady Tigers will take back possession. Here comes another substitution for Landon Daniel. It'll be Christian Cole to check in. Inbound. Blocked away by Trenham, so the Lady Tigers will keep possession. Another inbound ensuing for them at the 2:25 mark of the fourth. 47-32 lead for Mark Twain over North Shelby right now. Successful inbound to McKenzie Ogle. Feeds back to Eddington, who gets it across the timeline for the Lady Tigers. Now she tries to set up top of the key. Feeds left side wing for Ross, who travels before she tries to make her move on Presley Stoneburner.
And I know there's really only 2:15 left in this one, but down by 15, the way the ball continues to be turned over by both teams. North Shelby still isn't 100% out of this. If they continue to hit their shots, they've done a good job working the ball inside. It's something they should go do like right now.
They do. They feed the Wrights, who can't get the bucket to go in the interior. We'll fight for the basketball. Poked out of bounds, and it looks like North Shelby will keep possession. Under 2 minutes remaining in this fourth quarter, we'll get a substitution. It'll be Maggie Von Thun to check in for North Shelby, as well as Hannah Wall. Hannah Wall checking in for Presley Stoneburner. Wall will inbound near side. Gets the inbound to Paige Shin, who double dribbles at the top of the key to give the basketball back to Mark Twain. Tough night so far tonight for the Lady Raiders. Just haven't found the answer offensively, and defensively can't keep up. Paige Eddington driving left side lane. Ball goes off for a foot and out of bounds. Lady Raiders will take back possession. Here's the first check-in of the night for Nicole Pantaleo, 5'4" senior from North Shelby. She will check in at the 1:40 mark of this fourth, 47-32. Lady Tigers leading over Lady Raiders. Here's a pass on the interior, poked away by Sydney Brothers. She'll come up with a steal for Mark Twain and feed to Paige Eddington, who will move across the timeline for Mark Twain, rather. But a timeout looks like it'll be called by Alex Bradenburg, their head coach. Makes a timeout just to get some subs in. He'll check in Anna Ekternak and Alyssa Ford. Here's the inbound to Trower. She'll run the point. Top of the key with 120 remaining. 15-point lead for the Lady Tigers over Lady Raiders. Here's Trower trying to drive right side lane. Gets the baseline. Gets two up. Can't get it to go, but she'll go to the charity strike for her two. Foul called on number 12, Nicole Pantaleo, her first. Lady Tigers will cruise to what should be a consolation victory. The 94th Monroe City Invitational. Elizabeth Trower trying to make sure that happens. She sinks the first half of her free throws.
It'll be a good win for them. And, I mean, they did everything they expect to do. The ball movement's been great.
Trower misses a second. She's got 9 on the night. Come up with a couple of crutch threes tonight, has Elizabeth Trower. So here's North Shelby with the possession. In the corner, it's a three. Doesn't hit rim from Paige Shin, but they're able to grab the rebound. Christian Cole grabbing the rebound for the Lady Tigers. Top of the key, it's now Shin with 48 seconds remaining. Pantaleo driving left side lane, puts one up, doesn't go. Ekternak comes down with the rebound. Eddington pushing it across the court for Lady Tigers. Pulls up, left side block, count the bucket. Gets a nice two to go.
It's aggressive dribbling, too.
And a quick pull up. Extends this lead to 18, largest lead of the night for the Lady Tigers. 50-32. With 14 seconds remaining, Lady Raiders will probably just dribble this one out if they can keep possession. 4 seconds remaining. Now down to 2. Last second shot for the Lady Raiders doesn't go. 50-32. The lead for Mark Twain over North Shelby. They win the consolation bracket of this 2018 Monroe City Basketball Invitational. A good win for Alex Bradenburg's team over the North Shelby Lady Raiders that really couldn't get it going offensively tonight. Really consistently, rather, on the offensive end. But they had a nice performance tonight, did the Lady Tigers, from Paige Eddington. She had 12 points and 2 rebounds, a couple of assists on the night as well. She was the offensive juggernaut on the interior, but really controlled the pace on the offensive end at the point as well. So I think we will go ahead and nominate her for our Outstanding Player of the Game, brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency, and Moberly for all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. And we'll give it to Paige Eddington. 12 points on the night, a couple of rebounds, add a couple of assists to her tally as well. She was the engine that made it go tonight for the Lady Tigers.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the way Mark Twain played, and they played under control. They clearly knew exactly what they were going to do with the ball. They had an idea of who they wanted to give it to. Their game plan, you could kind of see roll out as the game went on. And they had some really good three-point shots made. They did a great job working the ball inside, giving it to their playmakers. And their defense, I mean, I think I would be remiss to not mention their defense. They did a tremendous job against North Shelby on the defensive side of the ball, not allowing any easy passes, cutting off those passing lanes. I mean, it was a really good, complete effort from this Mark Twain team, and something that we saw from them on a Wednesday. And something we didn't see from them against South Shelby on Monday was really that those smooth passing and the smooth play.
50-32 victory, Mark Twain over North Shelby. We've got more basketball coming up for you here on Superstation Crest. CentralMoInfo.com. It's the 94th Monroe City Basketball Invitational from Monroe City High School. Cam Thomas, Ben Wittenstein. More action